Education Committee will come to order. Please call the roll.
Lou?
Here.
Lou here. Block? Hancock? Huff?
Here.
Huff here. Leyva?
Here.
Leyva here. Mendoza?
Here.
Mendoza here. Monning?
Here.
Monning here. Pan? Videk? That's five.
Okay, we have a quorum. Members, I know I told you that there were two. I lied. There are three bills. Add SB 527. It's a Lou, another Lou bill to the agenda. And since protocol would have Mr. Glazer, Senator Glazer, represent, be here to present, but he's not, so I'm going to take it. And Senator Huff, would you conduct the meeting?
Sure.
Now we got him. He's speaking, he comes. Presenting SB 121. Is that?
Oh, you're going to start
with a different one. Okay, it's back to you.
Courtesy would have a non-committee member present his bill. So you have one bill, SB 412. Correct?
That's correct. Yes.
All right. Thank you. Please present.
Okay, Madam Chair and members, this bill is similar to legislation that you heard earlier this year, was Senate Bill 1450. Thanks to the support and help of our President Pro Tem, we were able to work with one of his pieces of legislation that was in the Senate to incorporate many of the provisions of 1450 into that bill. That bill went through the Assembly Education Committee unanimously in support, appropriations unanimously in support, and received a 78-0, I believe, vote on the Assembly floor earlier this week, and it's back before you. So as you know, and as you may recall from the hearing on 1450, we have a wonderful system of higher education in California, but there are some places where it can improve, and certainly that's in the area of four-year graduation rates, which this bill focuses on. For sake of time, Madam Chair, I'm happy to talk about the changes from what the bill was when it came through this committee and the form it's in
Please.
Now
Please.
To shorten things up.
Right.
We made a number of changes in response to some concerns that were made by committee members here and stakeholders. Number one is the earlier version of this bill required a tuition freeze. If students stayed committed to the four-year pledge program, that their tuition would remain the same. We've removed that from this bill now. It simply requires that the CSU report back to the legislature as to possible financial incentives that they may incorporate into this program. As you may recall, this program has an implementation date of next year, so they have a year to prepare for the implementation of this California Promise program. In its original form, the legislation would have allowed campuses to establish guidelines for program participation. Now, this bill instead requires, at a minimum, guaranteed participation for low-income, underrepresented, and first-generation college students. And finally, unlike the earlier version, this bill requires guaranteed participation for any community college student who successfully completes their associate degree for transfer. So those are the changes that we made in regard to stakeholder input, and that's the bill as you see now before you. So I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. In support of the bill, is there any opposition to the bill? Are there any questions from members? The bill has been moved. Okay. Call the roll. Thank you. First of all, thank you very much for bringing the bill back to us, and thank you for your work and your commitment to ensure that our kids graduate in a timely manner.
Thank you.
Let's call the roll.
This is item number two, SB 412, the motion that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Lou?
Aye.
Lou, aye. Block?
Aye.
Block, aye. Hancock? Huff? Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Monning?
Aye.
Monning, aye. Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye. Videk? That's, what was that? Huff?
Aye.
Huff, aye. That's seven.
Seven votes, sufficient for passage. We'll keep the roll open for our absent members. Thank you very much. Thank you, members. You have, let's start with SB 123. You have seen
Senator Liu, I just have a clarifying question.
Yes.
Is this your last bill?
No.
Okay. Go ahead.
Wait a second. This is my second to the last, right, except that I don't have my notes. You have, you have seen this bill before, and Assembly amendments did a few things here, and it passed out of the Assembly with 63-0 vote. It eliminates the study of these programs, and this is the small program. This is the school Medi-Cal programs that exist, and the state auditor made some recommendations, and more specifically, the Assembly specified what these recommendations would be. It eliminates the study of these programs by the LAO, and the bill is now based on the recommendations of the state auditor. It requires the development of an interagency agreement between the Department of Health Care Services and the Department of Education. It establishes a school-based health program and policy work group that's a stakeholder group to work on these issues together. It permits DHCS to develop a system to contract directly with the LEAs, with the local education agencies for school-based administrative claiming programs, and it establishes an appeals process for the Office of Administrative Hearing and Appeals. Improving our school-based health services is a critical strategy to address health and education equity issues in California and meet the needs of our most vulnerable students, and I ask for your support on the bill.
Thank you. Witnesses in support?
Erica Hoffman on behalf of the California School Boards Association. We very strongly support this measure. We see this bill as basically it supports both state and recent federal directives to try to strengthen and combine the need for healthcare services within schools and to provide those abilities and options for students. This bill strongly supports that. This provides for that connection between the Department of Healthcare Services and the Department of Education, so that hopefully we can build stronger programs and also to get more schools back enrolled under the MA program. A number of them have left the program. The drop has been close to probably 50% over the last number of years because of a variety of issues dating back a number of years that the state auditor's report does try to address. So we very much support this. We greatly appreciate your IVA, and we think this will be a strong, strong basis for programs for student health.
Great. Other witnesses support?
Helen Rothdown, Teachers for Healthy Kids. This is a way that we see to getting two very large institutions, health and education, to work together for kids. California has left a lot of federal money on the table because we haven't had that cooperative agreement. And we think by putting a stakeholders group together and encouraging the Department of Education to actually have an Office of Health within the Department of Education, we can do a lot more to have these two large agencies work together for kids.
Enrique Rocha on behalf of the Los Angeles Unified School District, and we're in strong support for many of the reasons that have already been stated. Thank you.
Any other witnesses in support? Anyone opposed? Bring it back to committee. Any questions? Dr. Penn? Oh, sorry. Here they come. You got to move fast around here. We're anxious. We'll give it due process, of course, but
I should know ahead. Better, Mr. Chair. Good morning, members. Mr. Chair, Pamela Gibbs, representing the Los Angeles County Office of Education. First of all, I'd like to thank the Senator, Madam Chair, for working with us and all of the stakeholders over the years to address the issues regarding this bill. One of the things we do still have concerns with, and therefore we haven't removed our opposition, is regarding the work groups, and we have already participated in numerous work groups, and we continue to do so. So we think mandating that would be redundant and costly. In addition, we believe that we're still focusing on trying to get reimbursements, and that's one of our priorities. And so we don't think the bill does anything to address that. So for those reasons, we remain opposed.
Thank you, Ms. Gibbs. Any other witnesses against? No? Okay, now we will bring it back up for questions. Dr. Penn.
I want to thank our Senator Liu for your leadership in this very important issue. This is a very significant issue. I know I've worked on this both when the when I was in the Assembly here. The consequences of the failure we've had in the MAW program, and frankly, part of that's because of lack of communication between DHCS and the education community, has had significant consequences. I'll just tell you, local school district, and with the loss of millions of dollars, I had a local school district, they laid off 7 school nurses that was being paid by MAW funds, and they lost. And so we've seen layoffs and of health personnel and others because of that. And I'll just relay a brief story. When I was chair of the Assembly Health Committee and I was hearing about this, I called the Department of Healthcare Services and said, so are you meeting with the education groups? And they came back and said, why should we? And I said, well, no, I'm convening a meeting. And I know Senator Liu participated, her staff participated in that meeting. I said, I'm convening a meeting with education folks, and I need you there because we got to address this MAW issue. And they said, well, there's so many school districts, we can't handle that. And I said, no, I'm convening a meeting and you will show up. So this is a huge step forward to, because this is a funding source that directly affects schools. It's administered by, because part of Medi-Cal, by the Department of Healthcare Services, and we need them to come together. So I appreciate what the opposition said. There's now work groups, but I don't think it's redundant in any way, given the very recent history of the challenges of getting the groups to work together. And while certainly it'd be great if, you know, to say that it doesn't quite solve the problem because we're talking, but I mean, this is a major step forward in solving that problem so we can get those reimbursements so the schools can get the money they need to take care of, to be sure that students are ready to learn and that any health issues that they have are at least can be addressed while they're there. So I'm strongly in support of this bill, and I want to thank again our chair for her hard work and persistence in making this happen and bringing this bill forward. And I would move the bill if there's.
Okay. Motion. Any other questions? Any other questions? All right. Any close?
Just briefly. What Dr. Pan suggested or said is so true among many of our agencies here in the Capitol that we work in silos and we don't communicate with one another. And this is certainly an attempt to try to bring people together to work on a problem to solve for the constituents, our people, our kids. And so hopefully it will work, and I simply ask for your aye vote.
Thank you. Clerk, please call the roll, or the vote.
This is item number one, SB 123, the motion that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Liu?
Aye.
Liu, aye. Block? Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock, aye. Huff?
Aye.
Huff, aye. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Monning?
Aye.
Monning, aye. Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye. Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye. That's 8-0.
Motion passes. You have another bill, SB
527. I do. One more. This might be my last one. SB 527. SB 527 is before us for consideration with amendments taken in the Assembly. This bill establishes a grant program using the savings from Prop 47 for schools to reduce truancy and support students who are at risk of dropping out of school or are victims of crime. When SB 527 left the Senate, it related to the Prop 47 grant program, but was structured differently from the current version of the bill. The bill now reflects the framework developed by both houses of the legislature in conjunction with the Department of Education, Department of Justice, Department of Finance, and stakeholders. SB 527 authorizes grant funds for evidence-based, non-punitive programs and practices to keep our most vulnerable students in school, complementing or enhancing the actions and services to meet the goals in the school's local control and accountability plan. The 2016 Budget Act includes over $9 million in ongoing funds and $18 million in one-time funds for this grant program. and I ask for your support on the assembly amendments.
Any witnesses in support?
Brad Strong with Children Now. We've worked very closely with the work group and the Fix School Discipline Coalition. Very thankful for Senator Liu and her championing this effort and working with Assemblyman Thurman and the amount of staff work that went into it. We do believe that this is going to reduce the pipeline to prison and are in strong support. Thank you.
Good morning, LeAngela Reed, on behalf of the Advancement Project, in strong support of this measure. We believe it's going to be, I'd like to echo the comments of Mr. Strong, and in the interest of time, just take a moment to thank Senator Liu for her leadership on behalf of community schools and on behalf of students throughout California. Thank you. Thank you.
Other witnesses in support?
Good morning, Pamela Gibbs, representing the Los Angeles County Office of Education. One of our priority missions at LACO is to serve students who are the most at risk and who need services. And many of them come to us being truant, having been out of school for quite some time. So we think the provisions of this bill would be very helpful to address those issues, and we look forward to working with the senator on the ground with these issues in the future. Thank you very much.
Erica Hoffman on behalf of the California School Boards Association, also in support.
Other witnesses in support?
Enrique Racha on behalf of Los Angeles Unified in support as well.
Other witnesses in support? Opposition? Seeing none, bring it back to the committee. Senator Leyva.
I would move the bill, but before that, I just want to thank you, Carol. It's been a pleasure working with you my first 2 years here in the legislature, and no matter who they put in as chair next year, it will not be the same. So thank you for everything that you have done.
For good, for better, for worse. Yes, thank you.
For worse. Thank you for everything.
Senator Mani?
Yes, I just want to join in thanking our chair and colleague for not only your service as chair here in education, where you've distinguished yourself and shown a mastery for often very tough issues, but your overall service in the Senate. We're going to miss you tremendously, and thank you for your great service.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Anyone else on anything evidently on your mind?
Yes.
Senator Hancock.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I also wanted to add my voice. Let me say, this particular piece of legislation is absolutely dependent on the work that Senator Liu did to craft it. And I'm glad it has come back, and I hope it will move quickly now, because it can seriously change the lives of many of our young people who are at risk. But I also just truly wanted to thank you for your leadership on so many issues, from community college, basic reform, I mean basic structural issues that are going to make our education system better. And it's very hard to do that kind of work, and you've been successful at it, and very kind and gracious to everybody along the way. So thank you.
Thank you
so much for your leadership.
Anyone else? Dr. Pan.
I too want to thank you, Carol, for your leadership, and I've certainly enjoyed working with both when I was in the Assembly for 4 years, and I was thrilled to find out I was appointed to the Ed Committee as being, of course, a father and pediatrician, but also just watching you and seeing, you know, sometimes people do a lot of flash and stuff about what they're doing. You just sit down and get problems solved, and so not only in education, of course, you know, my Select Committee on Special Needs was actually, I looked at your Select Committee on Aging as the model for how we should move forward. I've been on the other edge, end of the age spectrum, but you've really been a model.
Don't rub it in.
So thank you. Thank you so much.
You're very Senator welcome. Yeah.
Any other comments? Then I'll take Chair's prerogative to make a few of myself. So, Carol, it's been a real privilege working with you both in the Assembly and in the Senate, and your background in education as both teacher, administrator, union rep has brought a breadth of experience and a passion for education, which we have shared over the years on some issues. We've disagreed on others.
Correct.
But I certainly appreciate your help with my landmark Diastat bill, EpiPen bill, And I remember when I brought one of those variations in here, she said, you seem to have a lot of these type bills. I said, yes. But also District of Choice. We've worked on a lot of things together, and you've certainly been a champion for your district, even though it's sort of an adopted Southern California role, having grown up in the Oakland area. But even your district now is comprised of a lot of territory I used to have my first four years in the Senate.
Right.
But I remember, just if I can deviate from education a tad, because we worked on transportation as well. It was my first or second year, and I think it was the first year in the Assembly, we were in Transportation Committee, and Alan Lowenthal had his fee, we like to call it a fee, on container bill, and he was coming up short on the votes. And I like to pride myself in kind of knowing where people are, their backgrounds, how they're going to vote on something. He needed one more vote, and I'm thinking, Carol is probably that vote. So he's just working me over, and one of my good transportation consultant friends in Southern California says, just, if you go with, you'll probably get the votes anyway, but if you go with Alan, he will be your friend forever. And I'm thinking, yeah, that's probably true. You know, we got a lot of stuff to do, and he's, you know, very important in transportation. So we're going around the, and I told Alan, I said, listen, Alan, I cannot support this on the floor. It's anathema. This is a Republican triple star opposed bill. And those of you that came matriculated from the Assembly, you know, those were like World War III starts or something if you vote for them. So I told him, Alan, if you got to get, if you need my vote to get out of the committee, I will do it. But I just, I can't support it on the floor. He says, okay, okay, that's great. I just got to move it on. I got to keep the discussion going. So I'm watching Carol as we're voting. And just before her name is called, she looks at me, and I can see this almost imperceptible shaking of the head, and she says, no. And I'm like, oh, no. So I found out she's a very independent thinker at that point, because that was important to the district as well. But, you know, you never take anybody for granted, but certainly you've had a legacy you leave behind. As I think one of the witnesses said, you were going to ground. Well, that's not quite how she said it. She said, working with you on the ground. But anyway, thank you. You've served us well. You've been an excellent chair. And I guess with that, do you have a close?
On the bill?
On whatever. Right now, it's whatever you feel like commenting on.
Well, I do have a close, but I do appreciate. Well, let's take the vote on the bill first. And I do appreciate that. And this bill has certainly seen a lot of ups and downs. And I think we have at a place where we can feel pretty good about it. And I would hope that you would support the bill.
Thank you. Clerk, please call the roll.
Item number 3, SB 527, the motion that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Lou?
Aye.
Lou, aye. Block?
Aye.
Block, aye. Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock, aye. Huff?
Aye.
Huff, aye. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Monning?
Aye.
Monning, aye. Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye. Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye. That's 9.
Thank you. Thank you very much, members. And this is
second, Madam Chair, did we
Bill
keep
said the, I need to open the roll on.
Yeah, we need to open, take care
fine.
Of it.
Okay, item number 1, SB 123. The motion that the assembly amendments be concurred in. The vote is 8-0. Block?
Aye.
Block, aye. 9-0.
I think I didn't vote on that, did I?
I have you. Voting, yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, item number 2, SB 412. The motion that the assembly amendments be concurred in. The vote is 7-0. Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock, aye. Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye. That's 9-0. Okay.
Thank you. Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. And this is, guess what, guys? This is our last hearing. And I just want to, you know, I have served on this committee for my entire 8 years in the Senate, and I've served on the Assembly Education Committee for my 6 years and chaired the Higher Education Committee over there. And I just wanted to thank all of you members for your service and commitment. This committee sees a lot of bills, and many of the topics that we have talked about over the years have been very tough. And we've tried to move the agenda forward for the well-being of our kids in this state. We come with many different points of view of how to do that. But we've always had this, I think, nice camaraderie. We may disagree. Roger, I have really appreciated your analyses and humor. Sometimes I read these analyses out loud to my staff, and I said, and we all get a good chuckle, you know?
It does have to make sure we're reading.
And I really And for those of you who are leaving with me, Senator Hancock and Senator Huff and Marty Block, who have served on this committee for a long time and really have appreciated your patience with all the bills that have come before us. And for the staff, thank you very, very much. And for the advocates out there who come and are patient with all of us, I really appreciate your commitment, your collaboration, and your input to trying to make a better place for the young people in this state. And so it's been an honor. And I also need to mention Senator Runner, who served as vice chair, and we will miss her dearly. And I really want to thank everybody for the wonderful time that you've given all of us. So thanks, guys. And you're going to you're going to be in good hands next year.
She says that she's leaving. Thank you, Madam Chair. We have all the votes.
Yes.
All right. Okay. And I guess we're done. Thank you very much.
Let her adjourn.
Yeah. You want to adjourn?
Meeting adjourned. Thank you all for being here.